This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how Nelson Mandela and Dewey Armstrong both passed this way. The news broke like a cold chill on an unbelievably warm and humid New Orleans December day. Nelson Mandela, the great South African freedom fighter, who with perseverance and countless comrades and allies was able to see the end of the cruelty and injustice of apartheid and assist as president in ushering in the transition to majority black rule in his country. His passing at 95 was a giant in our pantheon of world figures, dominates the news, and will serve as a beacon of hope and a reminder of the need for constant resistance as long as there are memories and as long as people are fighting for justice. On the 10th anniversary of the end of apartheid, an organizers forum delegation of 20 labor and community organizers had visited Johannesburg and Cape Town, meeting with countless community groups, labor unions, and political organizations to assess the changes. We took the boat over to Robben Island and all stood at the door of Mandela's small cell where he spent almost 18 years of his 27 years in prison. We walked by the rock quarry where they worked to no purpose. There was a terrible stillness in the isolation, but at the same time, a powerful beauty when you looked over the vast water, thinking we could almost see Argentina across the southern Atlantic. I'll never forget the cell, but neither will I ever forget the surprise at the troops of small penguins scurrying about everywhere we went on the island. Hardly an hour before, I'd gotten a roundabout message that Dewey Armstrong, a 10-year veteran of Acorn's earliest days, had lost his last campaign against cancer several weeks ago. I'd talked to Dewey only a dozen days before his death. He was in pain, but more than the morphine spoke enthusiastically about his deep feeling that he might have some surprises in store, as he told me about getting out of bed and sweeping his own sidewalk. He was fighting to the end. Dewey was DeWitt Armstrong IV and the son and grandson of generals. Farther back in his long military lineage was George Armstrong Custer, also a relative. He came to me from Chapel Hill, where he had gone to school and was a solid, serious, and inspired community organizer. He accepted the task in 1975 of going to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as head organizer there to build the first expansion project as Acorn began to grow past Arkansas. He never mentioned to the members or leaders that Armstrong County in the state was named after his relatives. Later, he was Acorn's first political director and managed the 2080 Acorn delegation in 1980 at the New York Democratic Convention, where we won the Low Income Representation Commission chaired by then Congressman Mickey Leland from Houston. He did good work for us, along with many others from the formative heroic days of Acorn's early years. For an organizer, Dewey was a quiet man, sometimes whimsical, and a master of the clever, circular argument. He was quick with praise for his staff and colleagues and ready to serve. He was romantic, not uncommon among organizers, but often unrecognized. He believed in love at first sight. He believed in making Hopping John and taking it around on New Year's Day to everyone. He and Val Jonas's daughter, Hannah, was born in New Orleans exactly 1 year to the day after our son Chaco was born. After 10 years, he wanted to express himself differently and learn to be a carpenter and woodworker, where he did the rest of his life and worked in the Miami area. After 20 years, I got an email out of the blue from Dewey 5 years ago. He was recovering from years of medical problems and wanted to help any way he could. In 2010, we visited in Miami when he did a master class on the Great 2080 campaign for the Acorn Canada staff at their year-in, year-begin meeting. He pulled out some old relics from the campaign, including buttons and posters, and brought them to the Versailles restaurant in Little Havana where we met. There are generals in the People's Army, like Nelson Mandela, who are irreplaceable. But so are the infantry soldiers, captains and colonels like Dewey Armstrong, who quietly stand tall and do the work that has to be done, when it has to be done, and wherever it must be done. These are different men and women, but I mourn their passing equally, and I am thankful for their contributions, and in Dewey's case, for his gifts to me as comrade and friend. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.